Tall Alaskan tales, tall Alaskan tales. No good lying through your tooth, tall Alaskan tales.
Okay, well, this one here has to deal with good old Colonel Norman Vaughn. I was privileged enough being involved with the serum run that Norman Vaughn was in, and I used to have lunch with Norman at Fletcher's once a month before Norman passed away for many years. And one of his most favorite stories that he'd tell me was about him one time he had borrowed a friend's dog truck. He lived in Trapper Creek at this time, and he borrowed his friend's dog truck from here in Anchorage to take his team back to Trapper Creek. And as Norman was driving out to Trapper Creek, Norman was a big eater, believe it or not. That man could put down the food. And when he got to Wasilla, he needed to get a bite to eat. So he pulled over at the restaurant, and he had to double up a dog in a box. And these dogs, when he would stop, would kind of get in a scuffle with each other. So he just didn't feel comfortable stopping to get something to eat. So he went on down the road, but he was starving. So the friend's dog truck that he borrowed in the front seat, they had some granola or some Gorp in the front seat. So he thought, well, I'll just eat some of that and replace his Gorp, you know, when I return his dog truck. So he's heading out to Trapper Creek, and he's eating this Gorp, and boy, was it dry. He says, this was the driest Gorp I've ever had. So he gets into Trapper Creek, and he calls his friend to say he made it okay, and thank you for, you know, let me use your truck. I'll get it back to you here soon. But he says, you know, I just had to tell you that that was the worst Gorp I've ever had my entire life. That was just so dry. He says, oh, my goodness, Norman, that was my lead dog's cremains, his remains. He was cremated the week before. So you had been eating my lead dog from Wasilla to Trapper Creek.
Oh, it's a marvelous adventure, a marvelous adventure.